Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Lemon Tree, An Arab, a Jew, and the Heart of the Middle East by Sandy Tolan is a narrative non-fiction work that uses one intimate relationship to illuminate the wider Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Centered on the intertwined histories of a Palestinian family displaced during the 1948 war, and a Jewish family that later makes a home in the same property, the book traces how personal memory, national myth, and political realities collide in everyday life. Tolan builds the story through reported interviews, historical context, and on-the-ground scenes, moving from pre-1948 life to the decades of war, occupation, and failed peace efforts that followed. Rather than offering a detached overview, the book invites readers into the emotional textures of loss, belonging, and moral uncertainty. The lemon tree itself becomes a recurring image of rootedness and endurance, anchoring a story about home and the painful question of who gets to claim it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a shared house is a microhistory of the conflict. A central idea in the book is that one home can hold multiple incompatible truths at once. By following a Palestinian family that lived in the house before 1948 and a Jewish family that later occupies it, Tolan uses a single address to map the region's upheaval. The house is not treated as a mere setting but as evidence, a container for memory, and a symbol of competing narratives. The Palestinian experience emphasizes dispossession, interrupted lives, and the enduring pain of exile. The Jewish experience emphasizes refuge after persecution, the urgency of building a secure future, and the complexities of settling into a place with a prior history. This structure allows readers to see how grand events such as war, state formation, and mass displacement translate into the details of rooms, gardens, documents, and family stories. The approach also clarifies why debates about land and property are not simply legalistic but deeply psychological and moral. A home becomes identity, dignity, and proof of belonging. By narrowing the lens to one property, the book makes the larger conflict legible without reducing it to abstractions, showing how personal lives become inseparable from historical forces. Secondly, 1948 and the long shadow of displacement, the book treats the 1948 war as a foundational rupture whose consequences continue to shape every later chapter. Through the fate of a Palestinian family forced to flee and the transformation of their neighborhood, the narrative conveys how displacement is not a single event but a lifelong condition. Loss is experienced in multiple registers, separation from relatives, the collapse of normal economic life, the erosion of community networks, and the replacement of familiar streets with a new political reality. Tolan links these personal outcomes to the broader historical context of warfare, fear, and the rapid remaking of the landscape. At the same time, the book underscores that Jewish survivors and immigrants arriving in the new state often carried their own trauma and sense of historical necessity. That juxtaposition is crucial, because it shows how two communities can feel existentially justified while remaining locked in tragedy. By tracking subsequent decades, the narrative highlights how displacement becomes inherited, shaping children and grandchildren through stories, documents, and the persistent idea of return. The result is a clearer understanding of why the refugee question remains central, and why attempts at peace repeatedly collide with unresolved claims, grief, and the need for acknowledgement. Thirdly, memory, narrative, and the struggle over truth. Another major topic is the power of storytelling itself. The book demonstrates how families and nations construct narratives to survive, to justify, and to demand recognition. Personal memory is shown as both fragile and stubborn details blur with time, but certain images and feelings remain vivid. Tolan explores how official histories, school lessons, and political rhetoric can reinforce selective memory, sometimes excluding the other side's experience to protect identity. Yet the narrative also presents moments when individuals encounter evidence that complicates what they have been taught, such as learning about who lived in a house before, or discovering archival traces that confirm a family's account. This tension raises questions about what counts as truth in a conflict where facts are often politicized. The book suggests that acknowledgement is not the same as agreement, and that empathy can coexist with disagreement about solutions. By focusing on conversations and exchanges between people connected to the same place, Tolan shows that narratives can evolve when individuals take emotional risks and listen seriously. The struggle over truth is therefore not only academic or political but relational, affecting whether people can see each other as fully human rather than as symbols of a collective enemy. Fourthly, personal encounters across division lines. The book is deeply concerned with what happens when people on opposite sides meet as individuals rather than as categories. Tolan traces how contact can unsettle certainty, provoke defensiveness, and also open unexpected paths toward understanding. Such encounters are not presented as sentimental solutions, they are fraught with asymmetry, since power, citizenship status, and security conditions differ dramatically between Israelis and Palestinians. The narrative shows how trust must be negotiated in the presence of fear, anger, and grief, and how even small acts such as sharing family photos or walking through a neighborhood can carry heavy political meaning. And the relationship at the heart of the book becomes a testing ground for questions that society struggle to answer. Can recognition of the other side's suffering coexist with loyalty to one's own community? Is it possible to maintain friendship when governments and militant groups escalate violence? What does responsibility look like for individuals who did not personally commit the original wrongs, but benefit from outcomes rooted in them? By portraying the emotional labor involved, the book offers a grounded view of dialogue, showing its potential and its limits. It argues implicitly that human connection matters, but also that it cannot substitute for structural change. Lastly, home, belonging, and the ethics of return. The lemon tree functions as an emblem of continuity, but the book uses it to pose hard ethical questions rather than easy metaphors. What does it mean to belong to a place? Can belonging be shared? And if so, under what conditions? The story raises the moral dilemma of return for a displaced family. Return can be experienced as a basic right and a restoration of dignity for a family living in the house now. Return can feel like a threat to stability and safety. Tolan's narrative invites readers to consider how justice might be pursued without erasing anyone's humanity. That includes weighing restitution, recognition, compensation, and shared narratives of the past. The book also highlights how physical places hold emotional authority. Gardens, streets, and buildings become proof of identity, not merely property. By examining the ethical layers of ownership and inheritance, the narrative connects personal pain to policy debates that dominate peace negotiations. Rather than prescribing a single political outcome, the book foregrounds the human stakes behind terms like refugees, security, and borders. It shows why solutions that ignore emotional realities tend to fail, and why any sustainable future must grapple with both historical wrongs and present-day lives. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want a humane, story-driven entry point into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, including students, book clubs, journalists, and anyone weary of purely partisan talking points. It is also valuable for readers who already know the basic history, but want to understand how decades of political decisions translate into family identities, private grief, and everyday moral choices. The main benefit is perspective by following two families connected to the same home. The book helps readers hold multiple realities at once without flattening the differences between them. That capacity can improve how you interpret news, discuss the conflict with others, and recognize the emotional roots that make compromise so difficult. Compared with many similar books that focus primarily on diplomacy, military history, or ideological argument, Tolan's approach is distinctive because it combines careful reporting with narrative momentum and relatable human stakes. The result is a work that is easier to engage with than dense policy texts, while still pushing readers towards serious questions about justice, memory, and coexistence. If you are looking for a thoughtful, accessible, and emotionally resonant account that stays grounded in lived experience, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Sandy Tolan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.